The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. It's always a little bit sad, in a way, to come to the end of Christmas, to have the decorations go down and to be thinking, now what? What's next? Is it time to rest? Is it time to put down our Bibles? What does Jesus now ask of us? We come to the end of the Christmas season with this celebration of the baptism of Jesus. Because while there's much celebration in the birth of Jesus, at the baptism of the Lord, he now calls us to mission. He calls us to go and do something with the gospel that he has given to us. Let's think about baptism, though, this evening. What is baptism about? Especially the baptism of the Lord. We learn from one of the saints of the church, St. Maximus of Turin, Christ is baptized not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy, and by his cleansing to purify the waters which he touched. Jesus makes baptism then the essential sacrament of our faith, where we enter into this life of grace, where we become members of the church. In the waters of baptism, original sin and all sin is forgiven. We become members of the church, sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father, adopted children of God, heirs to the kingdom of God, and we will be forever a member, or forever we will belong to the family of God. We belong to God. This is something that's a powerful part of the sacrament of baptism. He claims us. He sees us and loves us. His eternal love is everlasting. In Orthodox Jewish tradition and life, ritual cleansing in the sacred waters is a normal part of their life, a normal part of their ritualistic life and spiritual life. The pool of water for cleansing and purification is called the mikveh. In ancient times, Jewish men went weekly to the mikveh to be purified. Women would go monthly, and if you wanted to become Jewish, this ritual water of cleansing, purifying, and forgiveness of sin was expected. You were to be washed before you became Jewish. And these sacred waters of a mikveh are still essential to the Jewish religion and life to this day. This means that even in the time of Jesus, when John the Baptist was calling people to baptism, a ritual cleansing in the waters, Jewish people of the time understood this. They were like, okay, this is like a mikvah. This is something important. But John announces something different. He announces a change in this sacred cleansing. He says to them, I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. John is, of course, announcing the coming of the Messiah and the change in how we now encounter the power of God in the waters of purification. Jesus comes to the waters, and what happens when John baptizes him? Look at the gospel. Maybe take some time this weekend to pray with this gospel. What happens? Well, we have the clearest revelation of the Holy Trinity. Luke's gospel says, which we heard this evening, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. So Luke actually says this image is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Then Luke says, and a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. This is the voice of the Heavenly Father. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit sanctifying the waters of baptism, making something new. We have Jesus also rising from these waters and saying to the whole of history, come to me now. Come to the Lord. Come to the waters to encounter your sanctification, your glorification, your salvation in Christ, to encounter Jesus, the Messiah. It is Jesus who will save our souls. This new cleansing in the waters of baptism was clearly part of the apostolic ministry early and is to this very day. There's a baptismal font here. On purpose. It's not just pretty to look at. We still have ritual cleansing. We still have the baptism into Christ and his church. After a clear proclamation of the gospel, the apostles invited the new Christians to be baptized. They understood that this was their entrance into the life of Jesus Christ and his church. They were becoming members of the body of Christ. We are also members of Jesus Christ and his church. Our baptism into Christ also sends us. So this is what this particular celebration and solemnity is calling us to. Our baptism into Christ sends us on mission. To be a member of Christ's church means we have a calling to live our faith well, to live it as representatives of Jesus. That means I believe in Jesus Christ. I cultivate my relationship with Jesus through prayer and worship at the Holy Mass. And I share my love of Jesus with others. To believe, to have relationship with the Lord, to share the good news of Jesus. This is the life of a Christian. the life of a disciple. This is our Catholic life that we have to embrace. Belief, relationship, share. Share the word. Share the truth. Share Jesus with others. Why don't we share our Catholic faith more with others? What are we afraid of? I don't know enough. I'll be rejected. I'll be laughed at. It's not what I was taught when I was growing up. My parents just said, just go to church. Just go to confession once a year. That's enough. The faith calls us to more. If you want baptism, you must live your baptism. When we think about what Jesus has given to us in our baptism and in the church, it should bring us to a place of great thankfulness and love. The infinite love of Jesus invites us to be representatives of the gospel, disciples of Jesus, and ambassadors of the true faith in Jesus Christ that we profess. Yeah, we do officially end the Christmas season, but we begin our mission to bring others to the Lord, to bring many souls to Christ. Go and proclaim the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to the world. Proclaim the joy of your baptism in Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.